Mobile. Last station trying to hear all noise.
Good morning. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the Northern Michigan Link.
Morning, Mr. Jim. How are things?
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Heard you give your call out and was kind of wondering, where are you out and about to today? Hadn't talked to you for a week or so.
Headed to Mackinac City this morning to do some tower work.
Are you actually going to climb or just assist?
The climbing part is unknown at this time, and assisting for sure.
Well, I'm a good sidewalk observer. I don't really know if that adds any assistance ever.
Any amount of assistance is some assistance, yeah. That's all good. So, anyway, got about another hour and a half or so before I'll be by the time I'll be here anyway. So, got a lot to accomplish today.
Well, a lot to accomplish. My only recommendation is, I had a boss that said, it's good to do things in baby steps. So if you do baby steps along the way, hey, you're making progress.
The other thing that certainly helps is having multiple people doing different things to accelerate the process. So, and that we have.
Sounds good. I'll listen for the results. Hey, well, just hadn't talked to you for a while. Just wanted to say hello. So I'll watch and listen for you as you make your progress.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. Catch you later. Hey, EMH Mobile.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Put the radio on scan mode.
And at APX and at EMH Mobile.
KCHLQ.
I heard two people in there. I heard somebody really quiet. I think it was Nelson. And then I got you, Paul. Nelson, if that was you, go ahead.
Hey, morning, Drake. Say, I'm not heading up to help with the activity this morning. I've got a church board meeting, and we're actually going camping. But I'm wondering, are we able to cancel that hot spot up there?
Probably, but I would wait until levering is back online.
Okay, that's fine. Sounds good. At some point, I'd like to drop down to just having that one cradle point. So if need be, we could move that cradle point up there if you'd rather have a Mackinac instead of a capacity.
I take that back. I guess the only thing that's up there is the Starlink right now, just to keep it going. So, that would be an Adam question. I don't know where that other hotspot is.
Okay, no worries. Just heard you in there and wanted to mention that to you. I'll stand by and
yep.
Call takeover.
So,
NWO. Go
ahead. I have no idea. Yeah, I guess when we find out where it is, then you can probably cancel it.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. I doubled with you, too. All right, I'll jump out, say 73, and hope things go well. W8NWO. Go ahead, Paul.
We just got off the big road, turning left and heading to the site.
Are you guys just turning on the Trails End Road?
Whatever that road is off of 75.
Oh, that road.
Yeah, we're just turning onto Trails End now.
There you go. It's going to be pretty hard to miss it.
Oh, Jeff knows where it's at, so. And we saw it getting off the expressway. Looks like a pretty nice one.
Yeah. Not a bad sight. And I'm just crossing over the Sheboygan County line.
Okay. Almost there, so. We'll see you when you get here. KC8ELQ.
Sounds good, Paul. Probably see you in about an hour. NACMH Mobile. Were you calling for me? NACMH.
Yeah, I was making sure you were alright. I just need to come to a screeching halt in the middle of I-75.
I stopped at the rest area.
Yeah, I figured that out as soon as I put out your call sign.
Yeah, the antenna that I have on this vehicle is also very not optimal, so that's probably, I'm just probably just not really getting packets in that well.
Yeah, it's been kind of choppy watching you come up, but I see you do 0 miles an hour and 75, so I'm like, well, either he had car trouble or he got nabbed by the popo.
Nah, I would have said something by then. I'm just merging on right now.
I can tell.
Yeah, it's a little loud in here with the sunroof open. There we go, that's a little better.
Alright, I was just making sure you're okay. I'll see you in a few.
I'll be there in about 15.
Copy. NAPX.
NAPH Mobile. NAPX, NAPH.
You called.
Yeah, I don't know if you got your 800 on CMN1, but sounds like Jeff's trying to call you there.
Okay, I'll move it over.
Just turn it on to Levering Road, and CMH Mobile.
Harry, WFSO.
Fred, are you up on this one? I need you to make.
Yeah, go ahead. I linked the two hubs together.
And my radio is stuck on Merchant Road, and it will not come off of it. Did you say Traverse City 2, Port 2 was in alarm?
Yeah, Traverse City 2, Ether 2, which in my notes said Traverse City 2, Switch 1, Ether down. Yeah, I showed an interface alarm.
I'll have to ask Joe. I don't think we have anything plugged into that port anymore.
Okay. Let me see when the alarm started. Hold on.
Yeah, we had to, the switch that we had up there took a crap, and we only have like 3 devices, so we just ended up plugging them straight into the router itself.
So I'm showing an Ethernet link on Ether 3 now. I don't show another, with the exception of the uplink on 1, that's the only thing that's got a link on it, by the way.
Oh, I wonder if our DMR repeater freaked out again. I'll ask Joe when I get a second.
Okay. All right. Well, for the day, I've got the Northern and the RVHF hubs connected. The two VHF hubs connected, just so you know.
All right, sounds good. I just flipped over to 1-1. Jeff, I'll be there in about 15. An 8 damage.
I don't know if they're monitoring the meeting chip. I know they're on 800.
C80, how's you at the site?
Paul, you are monitoring. Did you get a nap?
Going to get the camera from Chuck.
Wait a minute. Same site?
You were a little noisy. Try it again. I thought, did we change sites? Nope. Well, that's funny.
Don't forget the power supply for me. The fuel injector is important.
Okay. I forgot how much I hate driving through here this time of year.
Oh, I know. It sucked in. It is 10 a.m. now.
I've had like a group of six people just jump in front of me. And when I slammed on my brakes, they looked at me like I was the idiot.
Were they on bikes too? That's what I had last couple weeks ago.
No, unfortunately, they were just pedestrians, but from what I understand, that's extra points.
Yes, hitting them on bikes are extra points. They were coming south there on the South Haven or whatever it was, from Central, and this mom and her kids, the kids were just weaving, like, back and forth, right out into the, like, from the shoulder to the middle of the road.
Wouldn't you love an air horn about that?
Yeah, then she raised her hand up at me when I went to try to get around them. I'm like, really, lady?
They're on vacation. You're in their way.
I know, right? Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Just about to pull into the site. And who puts a campground right across from the sewage treatment plant? And the campground's on the north end of it. That southwest wind is predominant.
It's huge.
I'm here, I'm clear. KSW.
Oscar Victor, this is November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie. Whiskey 8, Lima Oscar Victor, November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie.
Hey, are you able to give the 911 a try real quick? Stand by. Alright, give that a try.
Nope, still can't get up on a portable. I'm walking out to the truck.
Let me stand by again before you do that. Alright, go when you're ready.
Still nothing.
Alright, I'm on my mobile now. Anyway, check.
You're trying it?
Yeah, I'm on my 50-watt mobile now.
You're a little noisy. How does it sound for you?
About the same. Pretty noisy.
And by one. How about now?
I have a coach better.
How about now?
Is it still about the same or better or worse? SCV East LOS monitoring.
NSUA mobile.
Station calling. Send that call sign back again. KE8 SCV listening.
November 8th, Sierra Uniform Alpha.
Alright, I have November 8th, Sierra Uniform Alpha. Copy.
Third digit is us like Sierra. November Sierra, Uniform Alpha.
Copy that.
So did I hear correctly you have a Kilo Echo call?
Yeah, roger that. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor.
How long you had your call?
Going on, I don't know, you know, about 3 years now.
Fine business. I suspected as much. My wife got a Kilo Echo call again on the order of 3 years ago.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, up here in where I live up here in East Cowas, there's a whole bunch of KE8s up here.
Fine business. I'm hearing you on the Sheboygan machine, and I'm on 75 southbound, south of can't remember the name of the darn town.
Morgan. Morgan? Are you southbound?
I'm southbound. I'm just north of Gaylord now.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm on the Bay City machine, so apparently you're making it down that far south. Go ahead.
Well, last week I was driving home again, and there was some weather passing, and they had linked a bunch of repeaters together and had a weather net going, so I suspect that a similar phenomenon is at play here.
Okay. Yeah, I just put a little fire in the wire. Yeah, we did have some, I was watching it yesterday, it was looking kind of sketchy, but up towards that Presqu'île and, up towards the tip of the mint, Roger.
I've been watching the weather because it's a long drive home, and it looks like the high-profile weather, quote-unquote, is that it's kind of hazy. I had to cross the bridge. At the time I looked at the bridge camera around lunch, I was looking positively foggy. By the time I came across, it was just kind of, oh, look, there's haze.
Yeah, Roger, copy. Roger, copy that. Yeah, it was like that all down here in East Tawas. I live not too far from East Tawas State Park. It was like that all day, and then it kind of busted up and got sunny.
Yeah, fine business on that. Yeah, I haven't been to East Tawas in a couple of years. Last time we went, we hit G's Pizza, and I tried to bring up the local repeater, at least per the repeater directory, and it was a solid bust. So maybe I had something entered wrong, or maybe the repeater was down for whatever reason. But yeah, the pizza was good, so there's that going for us.
Yeah, that I know the guy he put up in his personal repeater over there, 146640 PL tone 103.5. It's been down a while, and he's been back on the air. So yeah, it's still working.
Very good. Now, you know, timing is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, copy that. Yep. It was up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Apparently he's not home all the time, and he travels around, and he don't have time for that. And I don't know where he lives over in Wilbur Township, out of East Ella. So anyway, lately it's been working, and he fought with the FCC to get that frequency from another feller that used to be up on it was like a 300-foot tower, 400-foot tower. One of the local radio stations that the guy owned had a repeater on there, and he used it. So apparently he got it taken away from him, and he just got a repeater at his home CTH.
Yeah, it reminds me of my days in Traverse City when the 686 machine was up on the local TV tower in the hills west of town. Holy moly, did that thing cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my QTH on a piece to FTM 6000. Got a little fire in the wire, got a little, not too high, I'm kind of butt back in the bushes. It literally, all the pine trees are like 60 feet higher than my antenna on the 1481 tram, but she reaches out there pretty good, Roger.
Yep, copy that. Well, from the looking at the signal strength meter, I'm fixing to run out of string here driving past Gaylord. Nice chatting with you. Hope you have a nice afternoon, and I'll hand it back to you. N8SUA.
Roger that. Yep. Nice rank there. N8SQA. This is Kilo Echo 8 Sierra Echo Vector. Have a safe trip and keep the shiny side up, right?
KE8FGW, I'm monitoring.
LQT radio check, Leah. Can you hear me?
Copy, I can hear you.
Okay, great. KE8LQT, clear.
Mobile.
You must not be able to hear me.
Oh, I can hear it. I heard you.
Oh, yeah, now I switched back to the 7-4. I was finally able to key up the 1-1, so I was seeing if you could hear me.
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah,
it does not sound very good. I suspect that pre-selector is the culprit.
I'm on a child in my yard, so not bad.
Oh, that's not half bad then.
Right. 5-watt, battery's almost dead. Standing behind my tree line in my yard.
Sounds like a winner.
Here's a ranger.
E8FGW, I'm monitoring.